Morning. If you remember last week, we were discussing Barichas, the hafla of the matter of Moshe. And the bottom line was that this was something created ben Ashmoshes and of Shabbos, which connects Velt, Gashmias, and Ruchni Shabbos Me'ilam Haba. And B'seich HaDvorim, I mentioned the pasuk says that Ibrish tells to Moshe, Vayomer Maze Biyotcho, Vayomer Mata. And I mentioned that this pasuk, Vayomer Maze Biyotcho, Vayomer Mata, is Gimatria 729, which is Gimatria Krasot. That's how you destroy the matter, you destroy the sot. I just want to add this week, just add another Nakuda, that 729 is Gimatria Togel Horitz. Earth, the world rejoices. What does it mean? So one can understand that the whole tachlis of Briyas HaOlam, of Torah and Mitzvahs, is to megala the achdus of Hashem in the world. There's only, if you ask a simple Jew, doesn't know much, never studied 20 years in Kol, right? What is the most important word or phrase in Yiddish? The achdus of Hashem, there's nothing outside. Beloshin, the Chassidim put it, Elikusu akol v'akol elikus. There's nothing in the world that exists outside of the Eibishter. Yichud of Hashem. The Achdus includes, if a person understands what I just said, the Achdus of Hashem, then from there it develops as not only Achdus between the Eibishter and earth, between Ruchnis and Gashmias, between Guf and Neshama. There becomes an Achdus between Yidin, one Yid and another Yid. Just like in Gan Eden, prior to the downfall, prior to the Chet Eitz Hadas, one person would get out with another person. Al derech lo asid love, yezer abba paskin, zile en loikina, vile sinna, vile sacharis. There's no competition, there's no hatred, no envy, right? And there becomes an achdus within the person goof for all the different parts, pushing him normally by us in different ways. It all becomes one. Why is that? The Sfarim HaKadoshim all say the sheirish of the word la is to break, to split. Al derech the pasuk to royim b'shevet barzel. Rabbi Moshe Shapira discussed that land. All kinds of all sort. In other words, before the chet, the sin of Adam HaRishon, there was unity within the person, within amongst people, and between the world and the Eibush. The Averot, starting with the chet of Adam HaRishon, created this discord, this disharmony, this chasm, this schism between various levels. And therefore, we know that the famous prat from the Yismach Moshe, the Shem Avaya Yud Kei Vov Kei, stands for the Rosh Tevis, as important as for him. Yisbuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Oris. And as I've said countless times, even Amalek has no problem with Yisbuchu Hashemayim. If the Abish is in heaven somewhere in Olamis, you know, wonderful, doesn't bother him. But when Amalek is alive and there's the Yetzer Hara in the world, etc., then the Visogel Oris, to be Mamshech, the Yudke, to be Yachid, Yudke with Vavke, does fail. That's lacking in the world. And therefore, the Shalom Befeder says, the Chet of the Marishin was good in this Pirud, this barrier, the separation between heaven and earth. And therefore, if you're Yachid, the same Yudke, Vavke, then you have the idea that this foreign activation would say the only one of the seven names of Hashem, which is called Shavikrali Hashem Sholim, the Shlemus and Shem Avaya, the Yichud of Shem Avaya, that brings Sholim into the world. Right? And also, likewise, that's why, by the way, we had last week about Shmi Havaya. Shmi Havaya is Gimatria Sholim. And not only does it bring Sholim in the world, the Shem Avaya, it brings simcha in the world. You do it, the pasuk says, Yismach Yisrael b'oisov, Yismach Hashem b'maisov, Yismach, scramble the letters, you get Mashiach, when the tikkun will come, and Hashem's name will be complete, there'll be the Yiskadl, Yiskadl, Shmei Rabbo, as the Rishonim Taich, right? Then there'll be not only Shalom in the world, there'll be simcha in the world. And therefore the Reishis Chochma says, murdering a lotion. Haroitzel lesameach nafshu is buide mitzvayim lapshu begadlus shema vayeborachu barshmoy. A person who wants to bring joy and happiness and contentment in his life, put aside a day to mizvayin in what means the shema vaye, right? And thereby he'll come to simcha. And Remez David HaMelech says in Tillim, she visi Hashem the negdi somit. And then it says lochin somach libi vayogel kevedi. Simcha comes through understanding the achdus of Hashem in the Bria. Where was the first time you find in the creation? There's hepech of this achdus, hepech of this yichud. That was on the second day of creation. When it says vayavdil, there was mayim. And then the Eberster vayavdil ben mayim lemoyim. And some of the mayim, the water, remained in heaven, in Shmei Shemayim. Some of it came down the Mayim Tachtoine, which are called in Chazal the Mayim Buichim, the waters that cry. Because the Loshna Zedikun Yisrael famously says, the Mayim Tachtoine Buichim Anan Bi'inon Lamehevi Kemem Alka Kadisha. They felt that they were exiled from their right place in Gad Eden, near the Kisu Yaakov, near the Rabbeinu Shel. And therefore the Mayim are called Mayim HaBuichim, present tense. Actually, there's a famous practice. Moishas Habeba brings many times. All this foreign brings Tamidach B'Sofer. We say when there was how was the Eberstein Mephayas to Mayim Tachtoin? In other words, initially, when the water was created, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Samach, the Gemara says that everything in the world was created L'Ritzoinim. The Eberstein took counsel. Every shtickle of the Bria agreed to be created. But after the Mayim agreed to be created, the Eberstein suddenly exiles the Mayim. And they were crying, so the Eberstein was mafayas them, don't worry, I'll call karboncha, takriv melech, your salt comes from the sea salt, and on Sukkot you'll have nisuch hamayim, and they were pacified. But then comes the churban, Beis HaMikdash, therefore we say in Pasuk, al nariz bovel, shom yoshavnu, gambuch, what the gambuchinu? Should have said, shom yoshavnu ubochinu. Because now, after the churban, there's no longer alkal karbon chatakiv melech. There's no longer nisuch hamayim on sukkis. So the waters were crying. The waters were crying. The mayim boichim. And now, men, the Eden were crying. So the second day in creation caused this churban, this division, and therefore the second day of creation, Gehenim was created. All negative forces were created. Therefore, it Rashi brings, because I'll say, on the second day of the Bria, it doesn't say Kitoif. On the third day, when it says Yikovu Hamayim Amokim Echer, which is right to the end of Achtos, then it says Kitoif Pamoy. Twice it says Kitoif. That was the, by the way, the pause says, Ani Mochatz, Ani Omis Ve'echia Mochatzti Ani Erpo. So Rabbi Shapira, at great length, in the Sefer Afikin Mayim says, all of death and churbin and suffering has its shayrish in the second day of creation. Now, anyone who's enough to be a Kabbalist, you just have to daven. You may daven, and in your prayer book, it says there's a thing called Ono B'choyach, which is any school child knows, is the Shem Membeis. There's six lines. Each one has a sentence of seven words. And at the end, in the Jewish Siddurim, they have, next to it, they have the Rosh Tevis of the, right? So the first day is, which is connected to Sunday, as Ruchaim Vital tells us, Sunday is Ono B'choyach, Gedulas Yimin Chotat Yitzruah, that Rosh Tevis. What's the second verse in this mystical prayer of the Chunim Berchunim and Akona? Kabel Rinas Amcho Sagveinu Tareinu Neir, which is Rosh Tevis, the shame, Krasot. And all the miracles, what it says, Mitzrayim, Inkriyas, Yamsuv, Ha'arichus, Seifer, has all over the place. All the Holchum Seifer is full of Krasot. Right? In other words, since the second day of creation brought this schism, this mechitza, between Al-Yoinim and Tachtoinim, the tikkun, how you overcome and you transcend this division, this avdola, this mechitza, is through the shame krasot. Right? And therefore, the krasot is mevatel, the tragedy that was created on day number two. Because the purpose of there should be a division, and that creates this world as we know it, where oilam milash and helim, where godliness, holiness is concealed, obscured. And the purpose is that you come to the third day, even though now you have Bechira Chofshis, and now you're able to overcome this disharmony, this discord, which is inherent in nature, and you once again reestablish a higher level of shalom, what's called shalom rav, and a million other gematrias, which I'm not going to get involved in. And therefore, the krasotin, this shame, which causes shalom and simcha, it causes togel ha'oris. That's how I understand it. I just made this up. Like, you know, it creates this joy and harmony in creation. Where does the matter fit into this equation? The pasuk of the matter is the same gematria as krasotin, which gematria is togel ha'oris. Just a vort from last week's parsha left over. Very famous vort. The pasuk there said, there's a matter of the makkah of dam. Dam is makkah number one. So what's the response of Pari to makkah of dam? Well, they also, the chatumim and all his koichas, whatever, were able to create blood, right? Next word, gam. Pari doesn't take any heed, right? Gam, what's gam? So Rashi says, right? Neither did he pay attention when Moshe Rabbeinu previously was able to turn the matah, the staff, into a snake. And then remember, it turned back into and swallowed, right? So he paid no attention neither to the miracle of the matah nor to the dam. You don't got to be a genius to work out what in the world was hacked the pot. Rashi is medayik from the word gam. Gam was it. Not only to the matah, he would be. Where does the matter come involved with the story of the dam? So there's a meiritik of Shadis Port, not in Parashat Yosef. I started 100 places. In the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger, the Zayde of the Rapshitzer, meiritik of the Pashit. The Chartumim weren't nispol from the dam because they could also do it. Even the powers of Kishuf, right? They could create things, they can make Achilles Sinayim, they can fatter you the cup, right? But they don't have the power that a doimim, inanimate, shtickle holtz, right, could swallow up a balchai, something like that. They can't do that. It's beyond their range of capabilities. So why weren't they nispol from the matah that turned into a tanin and then went back into a matah and swallowed up the matis of the chatumim? The answer is pasha. They were smart people. They were not dummies. They were geniuses in Kishuv. The Mitzrayim was the world center of Kishuv. They had PhDs in Kishuv. Right? What happened? They made a cheshbon. You know what these Jews did? They took a tannin, they took a snake, or whatever you teich tannin, right? They turned it into a shtickle holtz. So really, be'etzem, what is it? It's a balchai. And then it was able to swallow up the matris of the chatum. 1 second. Listen, we'll talk about it. I could lose an hour on your question, but it's a, yes, you got that? Where did they go? It's all good. Nervos. He says, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Everyone knows the Gemara. Ze'iri. Famous Ze'iri. Iklala Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. He came to Alexandria in Egypt. Zov in Chamru. He bought a, went to the market. He purchased a donkey for transportation. Right? When he came to the river, he went to the donkey, the animal, should drink some water, right? The camel suddenly went back, and it turned into a piece of wood, the klutz, right? Of a certain type of wood, right? In other words, Mitzrayim was a place of kishuv. They could take a shtickle holtz, right? And they made it appear, the Gemara has a whole bunch of stories out there, in the Gemara there, and it made it appear as if it's a chamur. So he purchased good money, right? And he ends up with a shtickle holtz, right? So he went back, give me my money back, refund, right? So it's a bekartos. They said, ilav de ze'ire, and if you wouldn't be, you're ze'ire, you're an odom choshuk. We would have not returned you your money. Mi'ika de zovin. Is there anyone who's a smart consumer, an intelligent, discerning consumer, who purchases any product here in Alexandria, right, and doesn't first test drive it, like, by going to water? Explains Rashi, water, even though Kishuv has powers. The Gemara says in Chulin, why is it called Gemara? There's Sanhedrin. Why is it called Kishir? Shemachishim koyachis of Mal Yishon Ma'il. The Abish gave into the Bria a koyach of the Umazeh to make their shiv. But the kishuf suddenly disappears. It dissipates. It loses its koyach by water. By water, it goes back to its original status. So which normal person, in other words, like ma'abedat mamoni ladas, you went and you bought something. If you wouldn't be zeira, we would never give you back. You're negligent. You didn't check out the product you bought by the water. Right? Oybazoi, says Rizal Hamburger, murder digavot. The fact that the mata are swallowed up the mata, the chatumim, you could say, they were chachom, they were Yiddish cap, they had, you know, they knew how to take a tannin, turn it into a mata, then they could swallow up. But really, what is it, the etzem is a tannin? Right? But now, by the mak of dam, you have to take the mata. And what do? You're standing by the oir, which is water. And the if it really is kishuv, it should turn it back into the tannin. Is the chraya was a real matah, and the real matah. That's how Rashi brings both things. Like just leave begam lezoyis. Now I look at the beautiful vort, you know, divrei pichachum chayim. What in the world is it telling me? And I have to. What is taka the reason that kishuv doesn't work by water, and why is the amitus, the truth, the veracity of the matah exposed dafka by the ur by water? So to understand this, one of the holiest nights of the year, Eden come together. And after Shemona Esther, Ma'ariv, everyone davens with the chilur, chimu, b'shtatchus, and nefer, everyone cries out from the depth of their heart. And we say L'David Mizmor, which is capital number, nu, Chavdalid. Why the Chavdalid? The Bnei Yisoska writes in Magid Taluma, because the Gemara asks the Gemara in Brachas, famous Gafam, hey, ask the famous question. Here it says, Hashem Oretzum Loi, the beginning of the capital. There it says, Hashem Ayim Shem Hashem, or nothing to say, Odom. Am Rav Levi Lekash, Shekam Koidim Bracha, before the Bracha is Hashem Oretzum Loi. After the Bracha is what? For nothing, the Ne Odom. The idea of Bracha is connected to 25. Vachasidecha Yivora Chucha. Yivor Chucha, hey, Koyis Yivor Chucha, all Arichas. I'm not getting involved in explaining it now. Right? Bracha is connected to Chafei. This is Hashem Oretzim Loya, it's before the Bracha. So what capital is the David Mizmor, Hashem Oretzim Loya? Chavdalit. Bosh, it's common sense. Right? So we start off, everyone's shrying, the walls are shaking. Hashem Oretzim Loya, Tevel V'yishvivo. Why? There's a reason. Why is Hashem Oretzim Loya? Ki hu al yamim yisodav al nahoris yichonim. The reason why Hashem Oretzim Loya, the Nesinas Tam, because the Eberster created the world on the water. Anyone out there? The Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel and Roshon has like a billion pages. What in the world is in Asinus Tam? Lashem Oretzim Loya Kiyol Yamim Yisod. Moreover, everybody knows, Chaim Vital, if you say this, I think, I don't want to be Mekatra Ganyidin, especially not Roshon, one of the reasons people say this with great Kavona, Kavonat Tzuma, is because they know that Chaim Vital writes, right? If you say this Mizmer, right, you get Parnos. The Rebbe Rashab's, it's brought down, the previous Rebbe brings it, Sefer Tichot, Tafresh Beidalit, Tafresh Beizayin, says Yortzak Shabbos, Yitzvat. He brings that one of the two Kalim for Parnosah for the whole year is saying, L'dovid Mizmor B'kavon Atzum. There's a Maisa told Oyim V'Neira from the Holy Rebbe of Elimelech. There was always, year after year, probably just starting off as a Rebbe, there were 15 chassidim who used to come and eat by his by his own personal house, in his table, Leil Rosh Hashanah. 15, today there'll be 100,000, right? But no, the 15, and the Rebbe, who didn't have a great amount of money, she prepared the tzimtzum for 15 people, right? Akitzer Maisa, one year in Lezhensk, turns up 40 people. And they asked, the Gabbai asked the Rebbe, have you prepared for the bigger, much bigger oil than usual? No, I haven't. I only bosser, huh? So the Rebbe Meila gave a hachroza before Meiriv, only 15, the 15 Shira Meilas who should come to the table. Anyone more than 15 is a chasud v'sheinu is a pekas l'bailas. No. Right after Meiriv, when they said l'David Mizmor, after l'David Mizmor, everyone who wants could come. I was mechavin and David Mizmor for Parnosa. There'll be enough dai v'ayusif for everyone who comes. And kachavah, the 40 people came, and they ate k'day sviya, like more. And there were plates and plates and plates and plates of food were left in the Shusach. Like, that's a school. Can anyone explain me why is the David Mizmor a school of a parnosa? What's Likto? Let me ask you one more question before I begin the shir. The Balaturim famously says, where should a person daven a mikol mechatzitzim ben meshavim, pasuk in shoiftim and shir zveira, a person should optimally daven by water. That's where tefillas are neskabel alamayim. And there's actually a medrash that Rebbe brings all the nisim the Ebrish makes for Klal Yisrael zafka alamayim. Why, what's the alamay? You remember, by the way, Alaber. You remember a fellow called Eliezer Eved Avram? Just look me in a cup, yeah? Yeah? And he says, and Lovin, right, says, Boy Baruch Hashem, Lama Sami Bechutz. The Rachayim HaKadosh Medakta Gishu says, Faket. First you welcome the guy, you take it home. Then you say, Boy Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Habo. You know, what happened? Everyone knows the Rachayim HaKadosh says, when Lov and Harosha saw that Eliezer is coming, or all the Nezomim, whatever, he, you know, what do you do with him? You bump him off, you kill him, and then you take the. Eliezer is no dummy. He sees what he's up to. He picked himself up with all the Gemalim on the bear, over the bear. And he's standing there like in heaven, Shmei Shmei Morim, in suspended animation. Now, Lovin sees this. Lovin can say, well, maybe the guy knows how to do Kishuf. You know, he knows, he takes one to know it, right? But then he sees he's ala be'er, and a be'er is dachmayim. And the Gemara Tedra told me that by mayim, the kishuv is nivdak. It's not, oh, is achrai, your koiches must come from none other than the Ebrisher. So he says, boy Baruch Hashem, come down, right? I see you come from Hashem, and therefore lama samed b'chutz. That's by the way. What is this idea, right, of, what's likta, what's the lesson, right, that the kshafim are nivduk, and tefillahs are heard, and school of parnos, etc., etc. Everyone knows, all the sforim bring the mesh. Chachma talks about all the siddur sforim. What is the whole idea that goyim worship the avodah zarah? They believed, there. Of course there's a boira, there's a creator, there's a cause that causes everything. But the Eibishter is so lofty, and so exalted, and so spiritual, sepasnish for such a great, lofty, spiritual being, to get involved in the day-to-day runnings of the world. And therefore, he left the world in the hands of Kechavim Mazalos, and we could bypass the boss, and we go to bribe, whatever, the underlings, the Kechavim Mazalos, and we get our shefa what we need. Al derech the pasuk in Tillim, as everyone knows, Ram al kol goyim Hashem, al shemayim kevedi. The goyim say, the Eivish is Ram, he's exalted. His glory is in heaven, but he doesn't get involved in my little... We didn't say Mikashem Lekeno Magbil or Shoves Hamashpili literally Peshmayim Voros. Not only is the Abish the Creator, and not only is Mahava every split nanosecond, but he also is Mashpili literally Zashkocha Dafka on Tachtoy. Right? So the Sforim say, the Ramos discusses this in the Sefer Torah Sa'ola at Greater Rich, the Malbim on the Pasuk and Tilim. That means the Rishonim already said the Torah Mincha, the Talmud Arash, but everyone. One unique thing about water is, although on earth things are concealed and covered or whatever, water still remains in the same state as it was from Yimei Breishis. It hasn't changed. And the Eibishter places a gvulis, the chol ayam is a gvul, is a boundary, and it doesn't, if you understand anything about basic physics, the emes is the water in the world should overflow. And over, you have flooding today in England, yeah? When it, water is more cal. Why doesn't the water flood everything in this world? The answer is because the Eibishter puts his koichas in water. So the water, right, is gerad, the symbol that there's an Eibishter in the yam. If the Eibishter is involved ad hayoyim in the yam, then it, when the sailor is asking, who are you? It says, Hashem Asher also. From the fact that the Eibishter made the Yam, is the Chariah that he also made what? The Abosh. That's why Titus HaRosha, Taina, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, Kubinduma, Elikeim Shel Elu, and Koiche Ela Alamai. That's the reason the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Memhei, whenever you go to Eretz Yisrael and you find that a har gevoya, a lofty mountain, or give a rama, that is avodah zarah. Why did the goyim build their avodah zarah dafka on the mountain tops? Because their whole cheshbon was that the Eibishter is beside his gaiva, his gon, his grandeur, his loftiness, his whatever. Therefore, he's high, he's lofty, and therefore they built their cloisters on top of the mountain, right? Over anan bididan, as we say, the mokim shatamoytzei gad lusay shalakadosh baruch hu sham atamoytzei and visonusay. And therefore, where is the symbol of that nivus of Hashem dafkin water? Everyone knows the Gemara in Tainus, mamayim yordim imokim gavoyel imokim nomuch, right? That is the symbol of Yiddishkeit, right? Of the Eibishter, mashgiach potachtoinim, dafka lemat. And therefore, the water, which clearly brings out the balabatishkeit, the existence of the Eibishter, is called the place of Tara. Everyone knows the Bechilton Parshas Boi, that the Eibishter is only mashre hishchina in Eretz Yisrael. But you see, there were neviim who must now be in chutz loretz, right? Says the Mechilta, Chazal tell us, don't ask the question, because everywhere in chutz loretz that a nevi was misnab was only alamayim. Hoye hoye dvar Hashem yecheskel ben Buzi Hakoyen al nahar kvor. By Daniel, also it says by the Chidekel, various streams, it was always in a mokim of mayim, because that's a place of tar. That's why the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that Tzadik Dalid, that the Abish created the world, Shlish is a third is Midbar, deserts, Shlish is Yishuv, and a Shlish is Oymed al is a Mayim. Tosfos there says, that's in the world. But the Ukyonos, the oceans, that's Kineged Kulam. Why did the Abish make the world so much water in the planet Earth? Right? Because the water is a mokim tara. And not only that, not only just in terms of, look at a globe, you know, so much water, but even that which there exists, dry land, what did the Abish to build the dry land on? On water. That's pshat, Lashem, Hore, we're starting Rosh Hashanah, a new year is Chadash Habriya. So the community gives a gesh, everyone gives a geshrei. Lashem, Hore, Tzum Loya. Right, the Abish, everything belongs to the Abishter. Why? What's the tam? Ki hu al yamim yisoda. Why did the Abishter build the world, the Yishuv, on water? Because he, just like water, right, shows you, gives you a chizuk and a munah that there's only an Abishter is mashkiach and tachtoinim, and everything is geboit on water. And the fact that al yamim yisoda, everything, the world, the dry land, is built on water, does guf is a chizuk and brings in the tara of the water into everything in the world. Which is, by the way, the Gemara in Shabbos, when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Parei, Malach Gavriel came down, v'ni etzkona bayom, v'hola le'er sirtoin, v'hola nivne krach godlo sheberoimi. What's this idea of a funny way of creating Italy, you know? The pshat is, when you, Shlomo HaMelech, marry a shiksula, right? Whatever his kavanah was, not getting involved in that, right? And there's a, you bring tumah into a place of tarid Yushalayim. Therefore, that creates that from a place of Tara, i.e. V'yam, it becomes the place of Rome, and we all know what Rome symbolizes. The Berach Moshe says a moiditik of words. Like, when I saw it, like, it shocked me. If you look at the Second World War, the people are alive, they lived through a time when the Abish was Maimid Melech Kosher Gehoman, and he had Geferlech Hatzlochus place after place after place, and Yidin were, everyone knows, where did he have his downfall? Dafka in those medinas that were next to the war. Think of, they tried to invade this country from the water, the Normandy, etc., etc., the top north of Africa. It was always the nitzochen against the Kriyat Zul Umazeh was always somehow connected to water. And that's a chesed for the Eibishter L'Roika. We say a bracha every day, L'Roika, or it's a Lamoyim. Mayim is always a symbol of Chsodim, right? It always was there. And therefore, you could understand Rosh Hashanah, Yom Yachid, the Eibishter, and the world is Melech of the world. Therefore, we connect it to Al Yamim Yisod. That's the idea of the Tefillah going to Mikveh, right? Where it brings Tara, right? Because the Ben Yehuda says the Sitra Achra is called Tzami. You don't got to be a genius. Tzami is Gimatria 131, which is Gimatria Samach Mel Malafam, right? You want thirsty, right? So how do you defeat the Sitra Achra, the powers of Kishuv? Water. Ki Ol Yamim Yisoda, right? And therefore the important Sforum, the Emek Yeshua Achran, brings that they want a mechashif, a bona fide witch, you know, like a person who asked the holy Baal Shem Tov, right? He said that once the Baal Shem Tov was mechadish and mechazik, the inyan of mikvah, yedua, that the Baal Shem Tov is put in Sforum Akdashim. The Baal Shem Tov said that he davened and it was in Skabu and Shemayim, that going to mikvah once a day should be choshev like a tainus on that day, right? And therefore, he was spoiled. The Bechashvim saw that once the Baal Shem Tov came into the world, the Kriches of Kishuv went down dramatically. In fact, he said that a Bechashvim once asked the Baal Shem Tov, why is it that he sees Yidin coming from home? And when they're walking to Shul in the morning, he sees a whole kupa shel shrotzin, a bunch of Kriches Atuma behind them. And when they come back, it's all disappeared. So Baal Shem Tov said, that's the Kriches they went to Mikveh. Right? That's like, what is the idea of Mikveh? That you're, therefore, I understand also, just like Mayim, we said before, the Gemara Tainis is a symbol of Anova, so too is brought in Sforim. Kotoimti mikola chasodim umikol is Rosh Tevis. The idea of Toval, or you see his bottle, and actually a famous place, it's also why does Mikveh help? Because how many are there, how many Yesoidis are there in the Dalad Yesoidis? Four. How do you like that? And each one of the four you saw, there's a multiple of four. Four times four for any great mathematicians in the world is 16. And we know that a watt, a something is bottle in shishim, bottle in shishim, right? How much is 60 times 16? 960. And we all know, I've said 1,000 times, 960 is the Indian of the Yishalmi and Trumas. A barrier is bottle in 960. Tough, kuf, sabah. Right, the Meis Oscar adds just Berach Agav that therefore the Gemara says and Yerushalmi says in Yerushalayim there were tough pay, but they can see us in tough pay Beitim Bati Midrashis. How much is 480 and 480? By the way, what's four? And that you mevatel the Kriches Umazah, which geneged the Nukva, the feminine of the Sitrachar of whatever, who's called Lamed Yud Sof. Work out 480. 480 times two is 960. Why not? Why Lamed Yud Lamed Yud Sof? Oh, there's a whole arich. I can spend an hour talking about this. Gevalt. The Sforim Akdoshim say. You remember last week that Pare calls Gam. Who's the Gam? He called his wife. Chazal say. He told his wife. He said the Yidden came. Yehudim bo elai Yehudim l'sachik me. They're making a mockery of me. They're coming with kishuf. Even my wife, right, could do it. Why wife? Because he was the personification of Klipa of evil, and his wife is the feminine. That's Lamed Lamed Yitzov, right? And the whole Klipa of Mitzrayim, the Megalamukah says, or even though there's Ayin Sorim, seven Sorim, of the 70 Sorim, 69 are male, one Mitzrayim is female, and that was connected to Ashes Pare, therefore he called her to make the Kishuv, and the whole idea of the Bittel of Mitzrayim is the Bittel of Lamed Yud Lamed Yitzov, which is 480, L'sata u'le'ela times 2 is 960, which is the Kaddish of Bittel. By the way, now I understand why water, mikveh, whatever, is also, yamim are a symbol of tshuva. Pasuk says, v'ores hoysa toyu, toyu is bovel, v'voyu is modai, v'choyshech is yovan, al p'nei tohim is malchus harisho. The ruach elikim rachefes al pnei amoyim, so Chazal darshan, ruach elikim rachefes as ruach shel Mashiach. In what schus al pnei amoyim, in the schus of tshuva, the shivchi kamayim libech. And that's the reason why the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf lametes, kol ma sheyesh b'yabosh sheyesh b'yam. There's an equivalent to everything, right? And anything on the in the yabosh, which is tomei in the yam, it's tor. Says the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel, oh, because that's the idea of mayim. The shivchi kamayim libech tshuva, to turn that which is tamei and turn it into something holy. That's why we do tashlich, etc., etc. And that's from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Amr Kiva Shechem Yisrael Demir Tematarim Tarizchem Avichem Shaba Shneemar Drakli Rab Tarim V'Neemar Mikve Yisrael Hashem Mikve Mataris Atmeim Avakadosh Baruch Matar Yisrael." I want to ask you something. Which is it? I'm a simple guy. Which is it easier to understand? How the Abish is Matar Tameim? Or how a mikveh is matired to me? Would you understand that? Rationally, logically. The Eibush is a kol yochel, the Eibush makes neshamis, that the Eibush can be matired to me, I understand. How does a mikveh exactly matired to me? Who knows? So why are you, the Wiener Rav Taich asks, why is we matar? You want to understand the Tara, the Kapor of Yom Kippur, ma mikvah matar. It's pumfaket, klapalayit. Yeah, without getting involved all the details. And how does the mikvah work? So he explains who asher dibarnu. We said before the mayim and mayim buichim, and they want to come and I'm beinim havei kame malk. Right. The idea of the mayim habuichim is that thus is tshuva. That is tshuva that he wants to be near the Eibush. If you ever notice, you ever go to the seaside, when in the ocean, there's waves. B'shoya galuv atu teshapim. What's that? The Svarim HaKadoshim Taich, the Eivishter is Meshabeach and has nachas from the waves of the sea, because that itself is symbolizing the Tzimoyin, the Yishtoikikus of Mata, to go back to its source, L'mayla. You ever notice when you eat something, you have to make a bracha, yeah? You're from eating, yeah? Even if you don't want to eat it now, but your mother said you better eat your spinach or else, you eat it, you got to make a bracha. The only thing you only make a bracha when you want to eat it is water. Dafka ashoyis amayim litzmot. Right? Because everything else is good for the body, whether you like it or not, except for water. Why? Because the nature of water, the definition of water is the tzimoyin. Water always is from the yesoid of taiva. There's dalad, the yesoid is connected dalad, whatever. But why is there a taiva in water? Tzimoyin. Because the tzimoyin, the tzimoyin comes because the water, the mayim tachtoin and buichin, it really was initially a quest, a yearning, a craving for getlachait. Yes, you with me? And the Eivishter went, and they were everything in the bria, because there's a havdolah, the machatzki, between ruchnius and gashmius, shemayim va'oretz, guf and neshama. There's a teva in everything in the world to have a tzimoyin, to have a desire, to have a craving. And therefore you only make a bracha by water on hashayis amayim le'tzimoyin. Right? So the Eivishter had to mefayis the yam. How is he mefayis the yam, the water? Nizchamayim, melech. But that only works, bizman. So the craving is, because the present perkeyavis, that yofa, kairas ruach, ba'ilam haba, from all, collective, all the geshmak you'll ever have in this world, right? Doesn't compare to a nanosecond in ilam haba. So therefore, the mayim tachtoinim realize that the endless of pleasure in the world is ilam haba. And if this world is havala volam, I want out of here. I want upstairs. Right? Except we also say in the same Pirkei Avos, right? That Yofi Sha'achas of Tshuva and Ma'is and Toivim Ba'ilam Hazeh is more valuable than all of Ilam Haba. Hello? Therefore, the Eibishter was Mefayis the Mayim. Even though the Pius, the Nechama, only takes place Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, which is a limited time in human history, and even though it's what? Only a small percentage of the waters of the world will be used for melech, for karbonis, and for nisach hamayim. It's kedai to be in the world 6,000 years in this world with all the nizyonis, abi a small chelik, the shoachas of tshuva ma'isim tov. Right? The fizeh v'drecht, we say mikoylis mayim rabim adirim mishbrayom. Right? From the tzimoyin of the water to come back to its source, because they know that. That's why the Eibishter created the water. He didn't just put, okay, water X over here and water over there down in Tachtoinim. He said all the water was upstairs, and they saw the geshmak of Morin. Right? Nevertheless, you got to be down here. Adir bam, what do the waters say? The Kolus Mayim Rabim. Adir bam Morim Hashem. Right? Nevertheless, do we say to the waters, Eidesecho Nemnu Mi'eid. Right? Your water, the mitzvahs are. Could leveis chon have a kodesh? There'll be a beis hamikdash. There'll be melech. There'll be nisach hamayim. Right? Therefore, Yid says, "Hashem lo'irach yom. I want arichas yom. What do I want arichas yom for? Because dafka in this world, I can give kodesh, give nachas ruach to the bashefer. You with me? Okay. Lefi zeh from the nisach hamayim on Sukkot, there's a dual lesson. On the one, you mahavel the world and shtusim and the taivus oilam hazeh klap da'adi b'morim Hashem demayim el yoinim. But on the other hand, I see that ultimately, push comes to shove, where is it better to be, in Elyonim or Tachtoinim? Here I do mitzvahs, here I give nachas ruach. I'll tell you some sefer, I'm late, I can't help. The Meir did some sefer, gorgeous sefer, it's entire motions, I know that. He says, as the din is going chulin, everyone knows that by a goy, first comes the day, then comes the night. Havdol by yid, first comes the night, then comes the day. By kochim, what's the logic? A goy lives a geshmak, it's lichtig. The sun, the shemesh of Atzlocha shines in him. Over afterwards, there's an oilam habo, there's schar v'oinish, and he'll be there with the roin oilam. So by a goy, first comes the day, but afterwards comes the night. Ayid, in this world, you have it not always easy. There's nisyonis, there's whatever. First comes the night, but afterwards comes the day. Right? Bakochim. Tzadikim, who are Kedusha Elyon, who have Gornish Fazich, Lestei B'Gemeklum. By them, what's the Iker, the night or the day? Elam Hazar, Elam Habo. We're beginning of Pesachim, no? By then, they're not interested in Olam Hazeh. They're interested in Olam Haba. So by Kachim, says the Vina Rava, when the Gemara speaks about the Simcha of Nisuch HaMayim, which is the same message, the Maila, Dashreino Matevchokeinu, when be able to do Mitzvahs Maisius, there wasn't a Chotzer in Yerushalayim that wasn't illuminated from the Moir of, when a Chotzer, when a street, a Sinta, whatever. What is a chotzer? The Pirkei Avos we say Olam Hazeh is doima leproizder. Haskin, that's what proizder. The chotzer is this world. The traklin is Olam Haba. But from the message of Simchas Beis Hasheva of the Mayim Tachtoinim, who want to be near the Eibishter, although they know the Gevalt, but they want the spies from the Eibishter, is even the chatzeros that this world Olam Hazeh, which is the Chinas Laila, also became lichtim, became gishmak. Hello? If I had the time, I would explain a whole leaf. That's why the first word of all of Chumash for anyone who's a big bucky is the word Bereshis. Right? And everyone knows Bereshis scrambled the letters, and what word do you get? Says Tikkun Ezoyer, Asar Yovish. The Eibishter created this world as a place, Yovish, where it's dry. Rishon Shapiro says, I have no time to elaborate on this. He says, on water, however holy, whatever, but water you can't build on. Dafkin Amokim Yovish, if I had the time, I'd explain this is why the first Makkah was done, and why Mitzrayim is Sarmayim, and Pari is Gimachi Amayim Adirim, etc. A whole bunch of this explains a lot in all of these Parshias, the Pesachus Yamsuf, etc., etc. Right? But the message of the story is that Dafka, when a person is Mavatal, his own wishes, and he becomes Mazeh Biyotcha Vayomer Mata, I'm a klutz, I'm a nobody. Everything that I have comes from the Rabbeinu Shem. Right? That is Gimatria Krasotin. That is Gimatria Togel Oretz. And that is a Tachlis Warol. I'll tell you one little, I'll end up with a word. This, the Shabbos is the previous Rabbi's Yortzai, Yutshvat. I heard from my Shpia, Remendel Futavas. Yutshvat, Tovshin Yud, 1950, he was in the gulags. And they used to beat him to try to extract information, who's in the Hevra, who's being made Fitz Torah in the Russian Jewish underground. He wouldn't let go. And they used to beat him, but he never. Yud Shvat Tovshin Yud, they called him in for interrogation by the KGB, the NKVD, whoever in Volum they were in those days, right? And they told him, you should know the previous Rebbe just passed away. So Mendel, you're fighting a battle, it's gone, there's no succession, it's all over. So why, you're fighting a battle for nothing. He said, this time he felt it was right. How did he know? Because the chassid is mekusher b'lev nefesh. He could say, when he was in the gulags, and things became so bad, he has to write a letter to the Rebbe. This isn't talking now, like much later. But how do you get a pen and paper? You can't write a pen and paper, and they'll kill you if you're writing a letter to the Rebbe. He did machshava in his mind, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe. When he came out in Tovshin Chavdal in 1964, Harold Wilson got al-Maisa. He met his wife for the first time in since 1948, 1949, like when they had the Lemberg, there was an opening of Russian people going, whatever, he gave away his passport to another, whatever. And his wife came to him and said, Taina, you wrote a letter to the Rebbe and you didn't write a letter to me? If you're able to smuggle out. So what are you talking about? He said, the letter they got, it was the Rebbe wrote in response, in reply to your letter of date. The Rebbe, bracha, how come you managed to get up? He remembered that was the day that it was Bo Mayim Ad Nofesh. And he wrote a letter by Machshava to the Rebbe, and he got answered by Bayoim from the Rebbe sent to his wife in London, England. So a chosid somehow, and the kesher, even without wires, without, he was able to. So the Mendel said, "It's a miracle." I always chaz this over. I've been speaking in Lubavitch crowds. He said, that he went back after the beatings and the whatever, and he felt it was right. The previous Rebbe passed away. He didn't break in front of. He dare not break in front of them, but he went back to his, wherever, the place where he stays. What do you do with people? You have to just, the goyim, the shlub is the lowest of low. You have to just, That day a guy tells him, a goy, he's a hunter. In Russia, they go to the forest, they hunt a bear. You know, Russia's like a symbol of a bear. You ever see a bear? Bear is fat and eat. But in the winter, there's nothing to forage for. So the bear in the good times, in the summer, in the spring, in the autumn, it eats up. That, zat, right? And it goes to sleep in a cave, and it hibernates, Beloshen Blas, right? And then it's able to live off the fat, the blubber that it got from. He said, but the hunter is trying to get the bear, but how could the hunter get to the bear? Right? A schluft in a cave somewhere. What the hunter does is he goes, when he hunts, he goes with little dogs. And the hint go, and they have a sense of smell. They smell out the beer, and they chep at the beer. The bear wakes up, like in a daze, and he sticks his head out of the cave to see if it's tutsuch. The hunter is standing there, he takes his rifle, and bing, between the eyes, and that's the end of the bear. And he takes, and he hears the story, and he can't, what in the world is Ashkocha Protis, and Avodah Zahra, and Avodah Zahra from the story. So when he came out of him to America, and Tavshin Chavdal, and Chavshukhei, first time, now he understands the story. A Rebbe is a tzaddik, right? And a Rebbe wants to get every yid, but the yid is Vayishman Yishur and Vayiv. And he's sleeping in a suburb of Al-Shvat Yoran in the middle of nowhere. And how did the Rebbe get to him? So the Rebbe sends out all of these hints. Little dogs, they have no great koiches. And they go and check, are you Jewish? You want to put on tefillin? You want to blah, blah. Doesn't know what hit him. They wake up and that, what's the moral of the story? That a yid has to know, umata elikim b'yodah, ich bin nora klotz. And a tzaddik also knows it's only the koiches of the Eibishter. And when a yid has this koyach, then he's able to successful to wake Eden up and to be the ma'achid, to unify this kera, this chasm, and then we come taka to the day, and by thinking of water, the tshuva, the anova, and all the yonim of the chesed of water, umol ha'oret deyas havaya kamayim l'yom ha'chaz.